The Warriors head to Boston to face the Celtics on Thursday night, riding a 7-game win streak as they depart for what will be a 4-game trip. Monday at Oracle Arena to close a 4-game homestand, the Warriors taking down the Orlando Magic 110-100. And the Warriors dishing out 35 assists in the win over the Magic. That's now 4 contests this season with 35 or more assists. And with Stephen Curry out, Kevin Durant with a game-high 21 points to go with 8 assists. Draymond Green delivered 21 points with 3 trays as Klay Thompson with 3 trays as well on the way to 15 points. And in the start, Sean Livingston with a 16-point, 6-assist night. Here's what we heard from Coach Kerr afterwards.
Steve, you mentioned before the game just what a luxury it is to have Sean, but for him to step in without Steph and have the game he did, just kind of controlling everything and to score as well when he doesn't always do that, just how important was that?
Well, Sean is an unbelievable luxury to have. I mean, this is a guy who was heading for an all-star career before the devastating injury, and it's amazing, you know, how he's remade himself since that injury, and since he's been here, he's been such a huge part of our team on and off the floor. He's one of the most mature people I've been around in the league. Great teammate, hard worker, incredible basketball IQ, and for us to be able to just play him when Steph is out is, like I said, incredible luxury. So Sean was great tonight, but not at all surprising to me because that's what he's been doing for 3 years here.
Steve, I'm curious, did you feel like you guys had to work a little bit harder to get open shots without Steph out there tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Steph causes so much chaos every game with those high drags and transition plays, and then his energy off the ball, even just, you know, movement without the ball, he creates a lot of defensive awareness from the other team, and that opens up doors for everybody. So without him, you could feel it. It's not, you know, it's a different look without him. We don't generate all that energy and chaos, but it was a really good effort. You know, 35 assists, and you know, after that early barrage of turnovers, we did a pretty good job taking care of the ball, and got a lot of really good individual performances. I thought David West came in, changed the game with his play. Looney as well did a really nice job.
Steve, obviously Kevin did a lot tonight, but what did you see specifically with his playmaking that led to the 8 assists?
With Kevin?
Yeah.
Nothing new. You know, he's such a great playmaker. He's such a great athlete. He's so tall, he can see right over the top of the defense. And once he got going, it was a slow start for him, but once he got going and we were able to spread the floor a little bit better after that first quarter, and he started attacking and finding guys.
Nick got some of the most of the backup shooting guard minutes, and it's been like that over the last couple of games. What has gone into your decision to give him more minutes over McCaw?
Well, he's played well the last few games, and both guys have played well for us this year. I think Nick is picking up on how we play. He's been better defensively than he was early in the year, so he's earned some minutes, and you know, it's hard to play everybody. I do, actually. I don't know how we get everybody out there. I guess it's you know, we've got a lot of luxury with the stars that we have, that we can throw a lot of combinations out there and mix and match and try different things. But it's hard to play, you know, both Patrick and Nick, big minutes each game. So it's just going to be a feel thing, and they're both going to help us.
Is that what you kind of want to see from Nick when he is playing?
Yeah, yeah. Good defense, you know, knock down a shot, you know, just be solid. And I think the biggest difference now from early in the season is his defensive awareness and intensity.
The second unit did a lot of damage tonight on cuts. Is that something with the group that you're putting out there now that you need to have as a constant with them?
That's always a constant for all of us. You know, we want everybody moving and cutting, and we have so many good passers that you just can't stand. But particularly with the second group, you know, you get David out there, you get him the ball and you move, he's going to find you. He had a lot of assists tonight, 5 of them, I guess. Yep. And he's always a great passer from the elbows. So we want our whole team moving and cutting, but especially that second unit.
See if you guys found that third quarter magic again, even without Steph, who usually is a big part of that. because it's become a habit, are you able to isolate exactly what it is in that third quarter that happens so frequently?
No. I mean, I don't. I don't. I mean, the only thing that I see is we start taking care of the ball. You know, we just seem to be more careful with the ball. And I'd be interested. It might be interesting to look at the turnover numbers during this streak, during the third quarter compared to the other ones. Raymond's on it right now. That's why he's the best. Well, that too. You know, that too.
You guys have won seven straight by double digits, I think the first six by 17 or more, which is, you know, a longer streak of that kind of domination than you've ever had. Does it feel like you guys are even at your top level, though, right now?
No, we're not at our top level, but we're playing at a good, really good level. We can get better. We know that. But I like the better attention to detail. It just seems like we're more focused and more poised. Even with the turnovers, it seems over the course of these games, over the last seven that we've won, we've found pockets where we've really put together, you know, good two-way stretches, defense leading to offense, and getting some of those really punishing runs that we can get to create some separation.
Steve, I know you've talked about this, but you were saying you try to play everybody. It's hard. Is that because of your background and not playing and then getting a chance? Do you know, in other words, you sort of a feeling for the people who are out on the bench?
I think playing everybody is there's probably two reasons. Number one is we have great talent and we're able to play a lot of people because we're comfortable treading water at times during the game. We know that we can make a push. We can throw a lot of combinations out there because and when you have guys like KD and Draymond and Steph and Clay, I mean, you can try different things and it'll still look pretty good, you know. But the other thing is my own background as a bench player. You know, I was on some teams where I didn't play for like 3 weeks, and I didn't even feel like I was part of the team. You know, I learned a lot from Phil Jackson in that regard. Phil rarely let a guy sit for longer than a week or so, and you know, you might go a few games without playing, but next thing you know, you're out in the second quarter of a game when you're not really a part of the regular rotation. And Phil was genius with that in terms of keeping guys engaged and motivated, and there's a real power, I think, in playing a lot of people because everybody just feels more part of it and more engaged.
Steve, do you wonder if the NBA, the rest of the league, looked at this game and saw what the Warriors can do without Steph Curry? Do you hope that they were looking to see what you can do, and are the Warriors establishing yet again you guys are the team to beat?
I don't think of that stuff. I just all I know is we're really, really lucky to have the talent that we do. I mean, we can win games without Steph or KD or Draymond or Clay because we got a lot of guys and a lot of guys who can really play. And it's an incredible roster, and we should be able to win games when some of our stars are down. So that's the way I look at it.
Warriors Sound Road coverage picks back up in Boston, then it's on to Philly, Brooklyn, and then OKC. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.